The Road Safety Authority has said that any changes to its funding model will be a decision made by government. The RSA issued a statement today responding to a report from RTE's This Week programme that it's seeking to increase driving test and NCT fees following a drop in revenue last year. This Week presenter Justin McCarthy is with us now. Justin, what's the background to all this?
Well, the background to this really is the sharp spike in road fatalities and the Road Safety Authority's ability to respond to them. The RSA issued Simon Harris with a briefing document in the days before he became Taoiseach in April, outlining the significant funding constraints under which it's operating. It says its revenues will be down almost 17 million euros this year because it's had to absorb higher inflation, wage and rent costs. And it says it also has significant constraints with regard to headcount in the organisation. It has not been able to recruit any permanent staff without the approval of the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. And it's not been able to recruit in key areas, including technology, strategy and business operations. And the RSA asked the Taoiseach directly in that briefing document, which we got hold of under the Freedom of Information Act, can it be allowed to increase the fees it charges to motorists for the NCT, the driving test, driver licence renewals and commercial vehicle checks? I understand it had proposed one option involving a 10% increase in those fees. And it says that those fees haven't been increased in 12 years. It also asked, can it be given permission to fill key posts in the organisation from next year on? And it warned the Taoiseach that two key government priorities would have to be deferred due to lack of resources if its funding and personnel constraints weren't addressed. And those were a review of the driving test curriculum and a plan to phase out the issuing of multiple learner permits to drivers, even when they fail their driving test, both of which were high-level ministerial priorities.
Now, the RSA have issued a response today. What have they been saying?
Well, today the RSA said it held a meeting with the Taoiseach Simon Harris in April after it had issued after it had sent that briefing document to him. And it has, since that meeting, it has agreed to progress the ministerial priorities, which it told him in the briefing document that it would have to defer due to lack of resources. Now, I asked the RSA today what had changed. Had they since been given additional resources or staff to allow them to proceed with those two projects, which they had said would have to be deferred due to lack of resources? And the RSA said there was a commitment made at that meeting with Simon Harris that the Department of Transport would ensure ongoing funding subject to the findings of an external review into the RSA being carried out by consultants Indicon. But as of today, the RSA was not able to say what level of additional funding they might get, how that money would be raised, and whether or not they would have a budget to hire additional personnel to do the work on those projects, or when that might happen. But they do say they are progressing with the ministerial priorities.
So what happens now, Justin?
Well, the Department of Transport has commissioned an external independent review of the RSA, including into its existing and future funding structure. That's been carried out by the consultants Indicon, who I understand have furnished some top-line recommendations to the Minister for Transport, and Minister Jack Chambers will be bringing some recommendations to Cabinet before the summer recess in relation to the RSA, in relation to its funding or personnel needs. We know also that the Road Safety Authority is due to appear before the Public Accounts Committee in about 10 days' time, when some of these issues will, I'm sure, be thrashed out in some detail.
Justin, thank you.